Hey, everyone, you on listen to L Boogie. Today's Tuesday. We have quite a few new stories to cover in this episode. We'll be back after this short break. Peace. Hello, everyone. You're back on with Listen to L Boogie. We're going to dive right into our news stories. It is a lot going on today, a lot going on this week, and a lot that has gone on in the past week. So, we're going to jump into our first story. A lot of states are beginning to reopen for business, and we have Texas. Of course, I think Texas is the second largest state in America, and they're getting ready to roll out. And this particular news story is by the Huffington Post. Alright, here's how it goes down. It says Texas Democrats plan to mail registration forms and postage to potential voters. The state party says a new website, Register Texas, is intended to substitute in-person get-out-and-vote efforts, which have been halted by the coronavirus crisis. The Texas Democratic Party announced on Tuesday that it plans to send voter registration applications and postage stamps to even Texans looking to vote in 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic makes in-person get out and vote efforts nearly impossible. Texas is one of 10 states that doesn't currently allow potential voters to register online, meaning they must either submit applications in person or print and mail applications on their own. The state Democratic Party said it created the website RegisterTexas.com that will allow supporters of any party to request that an application and a stamp be mailed to them. The application is designed to come with a pre-addressed envelope addressed to each voter, county clerk, so prospective voters will only need to drop the application in the mail to register. Luke Warford, voter expansion director for Texas Democratic Party, said Register Texas website is designed to mimic the ease of in-person voter registration at a time when health officials are encouraging Americans to practice self-isolation to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. In state where online voter registration is impossible, we've essentially come up with a system that removes as many barriers as possible. Warford said, adding that not having supplies like a printer, for example, can be insurmountable for some people wishing to vote. The more of these barriers you can reduce for people, the higher the likelihood that folks are actually going to register, he added. Although Register Texas is not the first digital voter registration effort, Texas Democrats say the fact they are mailing the registration forms along with pre-addressed envelopes and postage is what sets their site apart from initiatives like vote.org or Rock the Vote. The process is just us mailing voter registration applications, and people mail them in themselves, which is already something we are doing in the state, Wofford said. The innovation here is combining that with the online request. He said the party is discussing the plan with other state Democratic parties. Texas Democrat told HuffPost that Texas Secretary of State Ruth Hughes, Republican, is aware the site exists. In recent weeks, Texas Democrats and voter rights activists have debated Republicans over the need for more voting protection measures amid the pandemic. During one dispute in court on April 16th, a Texas judge appeared to side with the Democrats, who argued every voter should be allowed to vote by mail in the state's upcoming election. Republicans in the state, including State Attorney General Ken Paxton, claim state law permits voting by mail only for people over the age of 65, people who are incarcerated but not yet convicted, residents who are outside the country, and those who are sick or disabled. That's the end of that. Once we return, we'll go over our next news topic. See you in a few minutes. Peace. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. I'm going to dive into our next news story about this guy, Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci wants coronavirus vaccines to be forced on all Americans. Anthony Fauci, he's a bit of a short side, seemingly always has this creepy grin on his face and wants you and your family to be forcibly vaccinated against the Wuhan coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Before you ever again be allowed to leave your home for anything other than grocery shopping. One of the nation's most hated deep state stool bags at this point. Excuse me. Fauci exposed himself as a wolf in sheep's clothing just a bit more with each passing day. And now that we know the guy works for Bill Gates and Big Pharma, the cat is pretty much out of the bag as to his true intentions. Fauci continues to use his platform to push a vaccine on the public that doesn't even exist yet. Fauci is also vehemently opposed to all other potential treatment options, including expensive remedies that already exist and are being used elsewhere in the world with notable access. Fauci would seem to have a vested interest in seeing a Wuhan coronavirus vaccine not only come to fruition, but be the only medical treatment option available to Americans, even though success against the pandemic is already being seen with hydrochloroquine. For instance, a malaria drug that costs just a few cents per dose. Fauci is so determined to get a Wuhan coronavirus vaccine launched and spread across the country as quickly as possible that he actually now threatens to never let anyone out of their houses ever again, unless they agree to get jabbed in accordance with his desires. When we get back to normal, we will go back to the point where we can function as a society, Fauci recently stated. But if you want to get back to pre-coronavirus, that might not ever happen, in the sense that the threat is there. But I believe that with the therapies that will be coming online, and the fact that I feel confident that over a period of time we will get a good vaccine that we'll never have to go back to where we are right now. That's what he says. Be sure to listen below to the Health Rangers as Mike Adams, the health rangers talk about how we need to nationalize zinc campaigns to raise awareness about how this national mineral can help to stop the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus and end the lockdown. Fauci is the leadership council of Gates Foundation. Decade of Vaccines. Global Vaccine Action Plan. Listen, this is crazy. As it turns out, Fauci quietly sits on the leadership council of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Global Vaccine Action Plan, which is currently reaching the finality of its so-called Decade of Vaccines initiative that began in 2010. This fully explains why he's going all out or all in for a future Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, and why he signaled that Americans will continue to be held hostage until they agree to get it. This guy here. Like Gates, Fauci stands to make millions from the release of a Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, which seems to have been an agenda all along. He probably wasn't expecting President Trump to ever make any mention of the hydrochloroquine, nor did he anticipate anything other than full compliance from the American people, who've been scared to death by this social engineering experiment, also known as 9/11 2.0. But Fauci cover has been blown, and everyone knows who's paying attention can now see him for the rat that he is. The guy only cares about forcing the vaccine on you and could care less whether you live or die in the process. Just like his buddy, Bill Gates. Hope you got that. When we come back from the short break, we'll cover another news story. Peace. All right, guys, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. Next up, we have another news story. Very interesting. Got a lot going on here, man. All right. Department of Justice would support legal action if governor's restrictions go too far, Barr says. This is going to be really interesting. I guess they're thinking about penalizing governors for not instituting the plan to reopen. Wow. All right, let's get it. Here we go. Attorney General William Barr said the Department of Justice would support legal action against states that continue to impose strict social distancing rules even after coronavirus cases begin to subside in their respective states. In a Tuesday interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt, Barr called some current stay-at-home orders burdens on civil liberties and said that if they continue and lawsuits were brought, his department would side with the state. The idea that you have to stay in your home house is disturbing, close to house arrest. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I'm just saying in some places it might still be justified. But it's very erroneous, as is shutting down your livelihood, Barr said. President Trump has expressed an eagerness to reopen states' economies as soon as possible, pitching the possibility of some states easing coronavirus restrictions even before the federal guidelines of social distancing expire on May 1st. Already, two states with Republican governors, Georgia and South Carolina, has said they will allow some businesses to reopen as soon as this week. despite no meeting with White House recommended criteria to relax coronavirus restrictions. Barr was asked what he would do with any governors who are indifferent to easing restrictions in their states. We're looking at carefully at a point of these rules that are being put into place, Barr said. And if we think one goes too far, we initially try to jawbone the governors into rolling them back or adjusting them. And if they're not, and people bring lawsuits, we file statements of interest and side with the plaintiff. The White House last week outlined three-phase guidelines for states to reopen their economies. The first phase says that large venues such as restaurants and movie theaters can begin reopening at reduced capacity under strict social distancing rules, but warns against gatherings of 10 people or more. In Tuesday's interview, Barr praised Trump's guidance through the coronavirus pandemic and said that the recommended mitigation techniques were never meant to be a permanent solution to the virus. I think that the president's guidance has been, as I say, superb and very commonsensual, if that's a word. And I think a lot of the governors are following that, he said. And, you know, to the extent that governors don't, and in pain of either civil rights or the national commerce, our common market that we have here, then we'll have to address that. Okay? When we return, we'll go over our last news story for this episode. There's a lot going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. We're going to dive into our final news story. Well, black folks and Africans are catching hell over in Africa. Over in China. They're treating them black folks over there like wet food stamps, kicking them out of their apartments, kicking them out of hotels, not letting them eat. They're all out on the street, assed out. Wow. But I'm going to have a little something to say about that at the end of this segment. But for now, black people targeted by racists in China as pandemic spreads. Although the global pandemic reportedly started in Wuhan, China, Africans and blacks from other countries are being targeted in China. Officials in Africa have confronted the Chinese government for the ongoing racial mistreatment that blacks are facing in the country as the pandemic spreads, according to the Associated Press. Blacks have been evicted from homes and businesses while facing other forms of discrimination. Police reportedly ordered bars and restaurants not to serve clients who appear to be of African origin. And local officials have launched mandatory testing and self-quarantine for anyone with African contacts. Some black Americans reported to the U.S. Embassy that some businesses such as hotels and stores have refused to do business with them. The Public Health Bureau of Guangzhou, China, told reporters that rumors emerged that 300,000 black people in Guangzhou were setting off a second pandemic or epidemic. However, the rumors were untrue. Nigerian foreign national Gregory Oyeyama has called for an immediate response by China's government over the xenophobia and racism against blacks. Following the backlash, Chinese foreign minister spokesman Zhou Luzhou told reporters that China's most urgent task was to prevent overseas imports of the virus, but he acknowledged that there might be some misunderstanding in the implementation of the measures. That be some bullshit. But when we return from this message, I'm going to give a little commentary about this situation. See you guys in a minute. Peace. Hey everyone, you're back on. We're listening to L Boogie. I'm just going to say a few words about this issue over in China. The excuse that the Chinese government is giving for the way they're treating individuals are of African descent, be it African Americans or Africans, is a bunch of bullshit. They know what the hell they're doing. They're trying to use the people, black people over there, as the scapegoat. The damn disease started in Wuhan, China. It started there, and they're trying to use black people as like a scapegoat. Try to blame it on them or whatever. Our response here in America should be, we should cut them off at their fucking knees. Their businesses are in our neighborhoods. We feed them. We should cut their food off. Since we can't, since their government wants to treat black people like shit, and it's very well documented here that they do the same with African Americans that frequent their businesses, we should cut their asses off. No Chinese food, no nails, whatever it takes to break them, because they need to be broken. Now, it's evident that they don't realize what side that who's buttering their bread. You know, and that they're arrogant, you know. And not only that, you have a bunch of coon Uncle Tom African leaders, just like some of the black politicians here in the United States, that are totally selling their people out, allowing these Chinese to enter their country and just basically do whatever the hell they want to do to the indigenous people, which are Africans. But there's some backlash from that coming, because people are waking up and rising up against that nonsense. So, here in America, we're going to do our part. As this lockdown ends and we get back to normal, there are a lot of Americans that are pissed off about this situation. So we're going to break them off a little something, teach them a lesson. And have them calling back to China crying because we're not spending our money with them. That is my suggestion. That's what I'm going to do. You know, we just need to boycott their asses. Period. We need to spend money with our own people anyway. Well, that's all I have to say about that. That's the end of this episode. And once again, I will see you people again the next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. 100. Peace.